WNYC has been reporting on problems with the city's emergency response system. Our next story involves a failure to communicate between the police department and the fire department at the scene of a fatal fire. Last week, WNYC reported on the flawed response to two other incidents at a Staten Island convent and at a fatal Metro North train derailment in the Bronx. Both involved the system known as unified call taking, which serves members of the public who called 911. This story is different. It doesn't involve the 911 system directly. Instead, it's about how the city's two most prominent public safety agencies talk to each other and sometimes don't, and how, at least according to the Union of Senior Fire Officers, that failure to communicate may have cost a police officer his life. WNYC's Bridget Bergen begins in Coney Island.
Just after noon on a Sunday in early April, Housing Bureau police officers Dennis Guerra and Rosa Rodriguez responded to a 911 call for a fire at 2007 Surf Avenue in the Coney Island section of Brooklyn. The officers were on patrol in a marked NYPD van and heard the call over their radio.
2007 Surf Avenue, apartment 13, Charlie on the 13th.
The officers took the elevator to the 13th floor, where they were overcome by smoke. Guerra died 3 days later. Rodriguez was released from the hospital just last week. At a press briefing just hours after the fire, Police Commissioner Bill Bratton was asked repeatedly how police are supposed to respond to fire calls.
In terms of the protocols about going into a building, that we'll have to get that to you later. I don't know that at the moment.
Nearly 2 weeks later, the NYPD issued a 3-page memo of revised protocols for police responding to fires. One change has been widely reported. Police must now use the stairs instead of the elevator when responding to a fire call. Buried on page 3 was another important change. If police know that one of their own is in trouble in a fire, they need to let the fire department know as soon as possible. Sounds pretty simple, but Richard Allies, a deputy chief with the fire department and legislative director for the Uniformed Fire Officers Association, says that did not happen during the Coney Island fire.
We didn't know that there were police officers on the scene and in a precarious situation on the fire floor until later stages of the opening operation.
It's clear from the radio transmissions that information was confusing, as it often is as an emergency unfolds. But even then, there was a concern about the roles of the different agencies. One unidentified voice asks,
"Send a PD and ask there's a fire."
Why are PD responding to a fire? The recording was posted on Broadcastify, a website that aggregates emergency transmissions from across the country. Fire units arrived less than 4 minutes after the first 911 call, well within department standards. But records show that the two cops lay on the floor, inhaling fumes from a fire that started in a burning mattress, for about 13 minutes after firefighters arrived on the scene.
This is a high-rise building, so it's a standpipe operation, and it takes longer to stretch the hose. Having a known life hazard, in this case there was a known life hazard, precious time was lost because additional resources would have been sent up to make the rescue.
Allies says the fire department could have saved Officer Guerra if fire dispatchers and responding firefighters knew the officers were trapped.
It is no doubt that the other police officer could have survived had we been notified sooner and been able to get our members up on the fire floor and to rescue the both of them.
He said the problem lies in the relationship between members of the police and fire departments.
I guess it's just the operational mindset of the police department perhaps operating, on their own and not thinking about sharing information.
The new protocol is intended to make sure that problem is fixed. The police department and the police officers union had no comment for this story. The fire department says any claim that Officer Guerra could have been rescued is just speculation. But city officials acknowledge problems with communications between the two agencies.
Obviously, we've seen some history on some of those issues.
That's First Deputy Mayor Anthony Shores. Just last week, he put a halt to the city's billion-dollar upgrade of the 911 system while the city reviews it. Another example of emergency communications problems that the new administration is trying to fix. Shores says Bratton's new protocol represents a new attitude at the NYPD. He says the police commissioner wants to bring a collaborative approach to how the police work with both city residents and city agencies.
He made some procedural changes in the way the firefighting works inside NYPD when it comes to high-rise fires. He did that in consultation with the fire department, which obviously has expertise in this. I think those are changes that will make sure that kind of incident never happens again.
Allies of the Fire Officers Union says he's optimistic that Mayor de Blasio, Commissioner Bratton, and incoming Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro will improve the relationship between the departments. And when it comes to whether that new tone at the top trickles down?
I guess the only way that we'll know the answer to that is at the scene of the next emergency. And it's just right around the corner. This is New York. Stuff is happening every day.
Incoming Fire Commissioner Nigro assumes his new role June 7th. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.